and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson, and our guest today is Joel Schneider with Edward Jones Investments. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about all kinds of things. Number one is that you're at the home show today, so come and visit him, see him more. And then, you know, in the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, simple things that people can do. Can you talk about that a little bit and what those are?
Now, one of the things that we've been having is anytime the market gets off to a kind of a sluggish or slow start, and that may be an understatement where people, no kidding, dummy. 2016.
Watch.
Exactly. Well, put your money in and see it fall 10%. What sluggish start? There's a lot of concerns that are out there. Is this a beginning of 2008?
Right.
And what we've been telling people from Edward Jones's perspective and certainly ours, this is not a 2008. Mm-hmm. It may sometimes feel like it because of the way the media covers certain things. Mm-hmm. Obviously,
being all negativity, you mean?
What? Negativity. And shockingly, presidential election? What? They're negative? Mudslinging? No.
There's a presidential election? What?
I know. Imagine that they're saying that all these negative things about each other and what's going on
Everything.
In the current part. So what we've been really focusing on is there's certain things that we can control. It's easy to identify what's negative.
Right.
You can't control the markets. We can't control the politicians, no matter what we do. We have a vote. That's how we can control it. But what we can do, attitude and actions, spending habits, and asset allocations. The things that we want to focus on individuals is like a retiree. When the markets are a little bit sluggish, sometimes we want things versus need the part. So we might have to curb some of our spending to allow us to kind of regenerate. These are simple little spending habits and tips we just encourage people. I know a lot of times, you know, we deal with adults, but sometimes it's accountability going, do you really need to this extra $1,000 a month? What is it being used for? Can we cut it back just for a little bit, allow us to go through? So those are simple, simple suggestions. The next thing is asset allocation. When we sit with folks, we focus on what are your top goals and priorities? Who's important? What's important? Life goals that you have out there. What is your risk tolerance? What is your time horizon? And what's the specific needs of this monies? And when we sit there and we go through the reports, even when things are down, what our goal is to talk about asset allocations. If you're talking about retirement money that may be not used for 15, 20 years, that's going to be managed versus something that, hey, I got to buy a car, a house, a wedding in the next 6 months to 1 year. It should not be invested the same way. So asset allocations is our strength to kind of guide people to put them in the right point. So when we have sat with our folks that, again, you don't want to, we don't want to sugar wrap anything, but when we look at their goals and we say, based off of the projections and your goals, you're in a good path. Mm-hmm. We're okay. And we have not yet talked about performance. And suddenly people realize, oh, I'm better off than what I thought. So that's what we end up focusing on rather than the performance, which we do talk about and we do make some changes from time to time. But the buy and hold, what we've been talking about, folks, is like a Procter & Gamble. If it goes from $94 to $80, does that mean it's not selling diapers and laundry detergent and toothpaste? No, those are opportunities where people love to talk and brag about bargains. Except for one regard, when it comes to investments, suddenly I don't want to throw good money after bad money. But it's not that. These are opportunities that gives you an opportunity to rebalance or go after quality companies that are truly at a discount. And there's a lot more things out there than just stocks. That's what people are always surprised about when you end up talking about.
Right.
You have to have cash. Real estate is okay, and bonds and CDs
real
and treasuries.
Real estate's really good.
Yeah, real estate. Hard
what?
I know. Even precious metals, you get a lot. But what about these? It's all about anything in life. It's about the right allocations. Mm-hmm. What's good for one person may not necessarily be good for another, but that's why it's customized for. And that's what our goals, in mine and specifically in our practice, is just to get people back to reality base. I don't want to worry about the negativity. We want to be practical.
Right.
But what I tell them, just turn your computer on, watch the internet, watch the news, read the papers. You'll find all the negative that you can wish for. Our goal is most of that's going to be white noise. Most of it will never come to pass.
Right.
Most of us worry about things that never will be there. So let's plan for what we actually need to worry about.
Right.
Wow, what sound advice. I'm kind of blown away. That makes so much sense.
And it's a simple dialogue. I mean, that's what people have to have is conversations and not get all stirred up with the media. The media does an awesome job of fanning the fears of
absolutely of
everybody. And, mm-hmm. and that's the part that our biggest rival is not anything, another brokerage firm. It's the TVs. It's the internet.
Definitely. I think it's one of those things, too, where you go to – that's why you have someone who does this with you as a partner. You can go in and talk to them about that so you don't have to worry about everything you see and hear on the TV because it's irrelevant in the long run. So they come into you, who they know they trust, and they can say, hey, tell me about this, Joel. I want to understand this, but I don't understand all this stuff. So if you tell me it's okay, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure all of us have been guilty about this when I think like WebMD –
Oh,
internet?
My God.
Oh, my side is aching. What could be? And then you start looking. I've got liver cancer. Oh, my God. I'm terminal. And you go, Joel, you just got a bruise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you just need a reassurance.
Remember,
so you go
to it.
Remember,
you worked out yesterday, so you're a little sore.
I'm a little sore. Okay. That makes sense, Doc. I appreciate it. Thank you. So I think, it just comes down to people just get a little bit too rambunctious. It's not to be facetious to the needs, because there definitely are concerns that we have out there. But like many things, it's going to take time to get us into a problem. Mm-hmm. It takes time to get out of a problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that is huge.
Well, and everyone has different goals. So that's why it's nice you're able to, tailor it to fit their goals.
Well, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that people need to hear. And I encourage people to come to the home show and talk to Joel. It's free admission. I mean, come on, see him.
Absolutely.
Because... He, and all ages of people. This isn't just for people that are getting ready to retire.
No.
This isn't for people that are, you can help people with their, 429, 529, whatever it is for the kids' college fund. I don't even know anymore. My kids are out of college. Yay! But anyways, you can help people set those things up. So planning for a future, it's never too early to start meeting with someone from Edward Jones.
Absolutely. The more time you have, that's really what it comes down to. But even for those all ages, we're not going to stop anybody that needs help. It's just a matter of them seeking the information.
Mm-hmm. So you also mentioned during the break that there's some little thing coming up that's might be scary.
The department, are just starting to prepare people for conversations. You don't want to speculate, but the government, the Department of Labor, does have some interesting retirement regulations that will be released accordingly in late spring is what the guesses are. More than likely, that will give all institutions a little bit of time to analyze and make sure. I know at Edward Jones, we have been working behind the scenes for well over a year to be prepared for this one. It's just a matter of finding out what exactly is going to be laid out there. But it can be a pretty significant change that's coming up. So at the moment, we are just having more private conversations with our folks that our clients saying, just FYI, this could happen. And if this is the situation, then this is what we will be forced to do. So whether a person agrees with it or not, it's really not the point of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
right.
If the government says we have to do that, we will have to begin the process. So things that we've been encouraging our folks to do is to get correct emails and get an online account. We do a lot more e-signature documents to make life convenient.
Right.
So there's certain little things that are very, very easy for us to go through, but a more meaningful conversation is going to be coming up probably in the next 30 to 60 days when what we're believing the DOL will release its final ruling.
Well, okay. On that note, we will end our show for today, but I want to encourage people to come out and see Joel at the home show today, which is at the warehouse down at 1525 South Rogers Street from 12 to 5. And if not, though, if you don't make it out there today or weren't able to make it out this weekend, how can they reach you to talk to you?
A couple ways. There's if a person wants to just go to Google and edwardjones.com, you can find a local one. Like I mentioned, there are 8. There will be 9 local advisors in Bloomington. But our location is 509 West Gurley Pike in Bloomington. We are next to the Harley-Davidson. Mm-hmm. Our phone number, if they want to reach out to us, is area code 812-333-0868. And certainly an email as well. It's joel.schneider@edwardjones.com. But hopefully we get a great attendance. It's a great location. I'm very excited for where we're at. And hopefully we'll be able to follow up with folks over the next several weeks.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you. I appreciate both of you having me.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.